You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
And we are now joined by Mr. Dean Wareham from Galaxy 500, who's coming to us live from LA, the City of Angels. Morena, Dean, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I toured with Straitjacket Fits a long time ago.
Oh, really?
Yes, we did a co-headlining tour of Europe. Must have been 1989, I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was while you were in Galaxy 500.
We went all over to Europe together. Damn. Actually, there were too many of us to fit in one van. We went in a train and there.
Oh, there we go. You're back.
There you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. We got into some van chat and then you disappeared. That's okay. We're, of course, here to talk about you coming over to Aotearoa to do the Dean and Britta Play Galaxy 500 tour, which is very exciting. You're coming to Otipoti, Dunedin this Wednesday. Galaxy 500's name comes from the Ford Galaxy 500, which is a car from the 1960s. If you were to start a new band and name it after a contemporary car, what would that? what would be some viable candidates?
I don't know. Car names are getting worse and worse, aren't they?
Yeah, they're getting very utilitarian to quite a scary point, I would say. Yeah.
The Integra, the Santa Fe. They like to pick American places or, you know, Native American names. Or I don't know.
Mm. Gee. Hilux, that could be good.
The LX350. Mm. I don't know.
That's a good one. The Model S. I don't know. There's a lot to choose from, but it's not necessarily good stuff, unfortunately. Did anyone in your family have a Galaxy 500?
No, I was in a band with some guys. They were from upstate New York, and we only ever played one show together, and then I quit the band. But I did. But one of them showed up in New York City one time with this huge Galaxy 500 that they'd driven down.
Mm.
And I looked at it. I thought, that'd be a good band name. So at least I got that out of it.
Yeah, thankfully. You were originally born in Pōneke, Wellington, but you moved when you were pretty young to Sydney and then to New York City. How much of an attachment to Aotearoa, to New Zealand, did you have growing up?
I had a strong attachment because I would go back even when we lived in New York City. Every year or two, I would come back for the American summer months, so it would be winter in New Zealand. But I would come back and spend so in the 80s, I spent quite a bit of time in Wellington, working various jobs in Wellington, working for my granddad. My granddad was a caterer, so sometimes I was like bartending for him, a few other odd jobs, but and now my parents have actually moved back to New Zealand after, you know, 46 years away. They've moved back. Mm-hmm. So I visited them in Wellington. I love Wellington, and I get a real charge out of flying in there. It's well, you do. It's dangerous, you know, with the highways.
Highlands and a short runway as well. You got a really tiny runway.
Yes, and a short runway. And I look out there. I actually, the first house I ever lived in was like right by the airport.
Oh, man.
Right by the air traffic control tower that I think was just pulled down a couple of years ago. And then my granddad lived in Lyle Bay, so I could sort of look out and see Lyle Bay there. Anyway, so it's fun. So.
Oh, fantastic. What was I going to say? I had something in my mind.
Dunedin, I've only been to once, but I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, cool. Cool. Yeah, it's a good city, man. I feel like I've known a lot of people in Dunedin who love Galaxy 500. I feel like and this kind of leads into, I guess, a question of mine about the Dunedin sound. You know, it's had a fair amount of attention this year with the passing of the Chills frontman Martin Phillips. And I guess at Radio 1 we've celebrated our 40th and we've revisited some Dunedin sound work. Your band, Galaxy 500, the band after Galaxy 500 was called Luna, and in its earliest lineup it featured Justin Harwood from The Chills. Do you think there's much overlap between Galaxy 500 and the Dunedin sound, so to speak?
I was aware of that stuff, and I think we were listening to similar music, maybe, and sort of had like one foot in punk and another one in an interest in the 60s music too. So a lot of the same influences. I mean, I do remember. I was spending a summer in Wellington. I remember buying the Clean's first single, Tally Ho, when it came out. So certainly, I was aware of it, and I got to know the Chills in London. Actually, we briefly shared a manager. The Clean is a band I think are fantastic. I saw them in New York. Now I don't know, it must be 8 years ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a great show. It was the only time I've seen them. But you get when you see a band like that, even though they don't play together that often, a band that's been together for 30 odd years, more actually. There's something sort of magic about it.
Yeah, and The Clean, I think, were one of the first bands in that era as well. They were some of the pioneers of the sound, which is fantastic. You're playing Galaxy of 500 songs with your partner, Britta. Galaxy, of course, had a pretty... Galaxy 500, of course, had a pretty, like, short but influential run. Started in, what, 87, ended in 91. I don't know why the band broke up, but how long did it take to feel comfortable enough to revisit that material?
I didn't do it for a long... I didn't really revisit that... when I started doing those shows. It was like 20 years or something before I started going back and doing those songs. A Spanish promoter called me one day and said, just come over here and do a show where you just play all Galaxy 500. And I thought, all right, that sounds interesting. And it was fun. It was... it's fun. It's people are excited to hear the songs too, so you sort of feed off that. And sometimes if you get to go see a show and hear songs that you never thought you'd ever see someone sing live.
Mm-hmm.
Like I went and saw Glen Campbell, and it was like that for me. It's like, wow, I can't believe I'm actually seeing Glen Campbell up there singing Wichita Lineman. I never thought I'd experience that.
Did Glen Campbell do Rhinestone Cowboy, or is that something else?
Yes, that one too. Yes,
Rhinestone Cowboy.
So it was his farewell tour, and he was he had Alzheimer's, so he was a little out there, but he could still play, an incredible guitar player. But I digress.
Do you still keep in touch with your old bandmates from Galaxy 500?
On email. It's just we're not really friends, but we have these records that are like they're like our children. The records are these things that we many years ago, and we still have to talk about them now and then and make sure they're doing okay.
Oh, correct.
We order T-shirts together, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fair. Will you and Britta be playing exclusively Galaxy 500 stuff, or will you play some of your own?
We'll play a couple other things too. Yeah.
Mm.
We have a Christmas album out right now, so we're going to try and do a song from that.
Well, nice. Are you doing like classic Christmas carols, or are you doing your own original
stuff? Well, there's a little Drummer Boy is on there and Silent Night, but other than that, no, they're all pretty obscure. They're like just songs about snow or
the Krampus
holiday.
Yeah.
a little altar boy, I think, stuff like that. Well, you can check it out. It came out Friday. It's on Spotify,
all the streaming platforms. After the tour, are you all gonna hang out in New Zealand for a bit, or do you think you'll just head off back to the States?
I am gonna stay for sure.
Nice.
I'm gonna go visit my parents. I have a lot of family, so I'm going to stay in the North Island. I'm not sure exactly what I'm doing yet, but staying another week.
Nice.
But people keep saying, "Well, are you coming to Australia?" And I'm like, "No, not this time. Not this time. I just want to stay in New Zealand." And I'm tempted to go back to Wellington to watch the cricket, but I'm supposed to fly out before that happens, I think.
Oh, you could always. Your flight could be delayed. You never know. Could be delayed.
Yes, it's true. Yeah.
Do you think you'll move to Aotearoa and like retire here, or do you think your destiny's in the States?
Mm, it's possible. I can do it. I have a passport.
If things get too heated over there with Trump again, you can always come back here.
Yeah, things are heated, all right.
Yeah. 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 What's on for 2025 for yourself and Britta?
I have a solo album coming out in April, March, something like that, the springtime. So I will be touring that, and Britta will be with me. So that's the big plan.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like you've really slowed down over the years. It seems like you still put out quite a lot of material.
Yeah, but I think there was a period when I moved to Los Angeles where I didn't really put out a record for like 6 years or so. But then, lately I've been busy. And this year, there's the archival Galaxy 500 release. Mm-hmm. There's this Christmas album, and then I was making the solo album too. I may have bitten off more than I can chew, but
yeah. What's inspiring you to keep pumping stuff out? You know.
I don't know. You finish a record and you're happy with it and proud of it, and then there's a voice in your head that's like, you have to do it again now. I mean, and one day I'll stop listening to that voice, but right now it's still there.
Nah, it's good, man. It's real good. And I really want to thank you for coming on the show this morning. It was great chatting with you. And
I'm glad we could work it out.
Yeah, me too.
I'm heading to the airport shortly, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I will wake up in Auckland, have 2 hours to make my connection to Dunedin. I can't wait.
Yeah, man. It's going to be very, very exciting. I hope those compression socks treat you well.
All right. They will.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Thank you, man. All right, folks, that was Dean Wareham from the band Galaxy 500. Dean is, of course, doing a tour of Galaxy 500 songs with his wife, Britta Phillips. They are going to be playing Wednesday at Hanover Hall at 8 p.m. You can buy tickets from undertheradar.co.nz. We're going to play, what are we going to play? Blue Thunder with Sax. From the record that came out this year, Uncollected Noise, New York, 88-90 from Galaxy 500. This was requested by my partner, Penelope, who is a massive Galaxy 500 fan. Big shout outs to them. Here is Blue Thunder with Sax. We've got the weather and road condition roundup happening very shortly. See you soon.
A Radio 1 91FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.